And there's a massive operation underway to get the coronavirus vaccines from Pfizer and Moderna out. But many still have questions. So we're joined on Skype by Dr. Peter Hotez, Dean for the National School of Tropical Medicine at the Baylor College of Medicine, for a lightning round of sorts. Dr. Hotez, you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. We know two doses for the vaccines, but how long does it take the vaccine to work?
So usually it'd be about a week after the second dose that you could reliably think you're going to have significant levels of what are called virus neutralizing antibodies. And that's been one of the most important links to protective immunity. It's not the only thing, but that's when you really start seeing the virus neutralizing antibodies go up, a week after the second dose. For the Moderna and Pfizer vaccine, there's the J&J vaccine that was developed initially by Dan Baruch's group at Harvard Medical School, that the hope is after a single dose, but that may be the exception. Ours, for instance, that we're accelerating after two doses, so usually about a week after the second dose.
And how long does that protection last? Because we know if you have COVID-19, it can sometimes go away.
And the answer is we have no clue. And the reason we have no clue is because the clinical trials haven't been going on long enough. So this is a really important point, you know, because some of the vaccines may not protect as much, say, as the Pfizer or the Moderna vaccines. But I make the point, on the other hand, they may have more durable and long-lasting protective immunity. So we don't know. And and the point is, don't wait. Don't try to cherry pick which vaccine you're going to take. Get what you can. And if it turns out the one you got is not long-lasting, durable protection, it's okay. You get potentially a third dose of the vaccine, the same one or a different one.
Well, and what does it mean? I mean, so you've got, after a week, some protection. Does that mean people who've been vaccinated can gather with other people who've been vaccinated?
Well, here's the thing. The clinical trials were done to only look to see if the vaccines protect against symptomatic infection and severe infection. What we don't know if it halts what's asymptomatic transmission. In other words, potentially, you could be vaccinated, exposed to the virus, and still have the infection with no symptoms and are shedding virus in your nose and mouth. And we're actually a number of groups are now looking at that. Some of the vaccines experimentally had that issue. We just don't know. So at least for the first few months after people are getting vaccinated, the advice is still continue to do the social distancing and masks. And then as we approach a greater percentage of the population in the U.S. getting vaccinated, eventually we could start easing some of those things. But we don't know enough right now to do that.
Because it eventually knocks back the virus because it's got no place to live. Look, for people who have questions about safety, do we know how safe it is?
Well, we know that it's certainly safe in the large phase 3 clinical trials. These are large, well-powered studies between 30,000 and 60,000 individuals, safe and effective. You know, could there be rare safety events that you wouldn't see in a 30 to 60,000 person trial? Yes, that's happened. But again, they'd be rare events, and the risk of getting the virus is so overwhelming. Remember, the only thing that you know is going to keep you out of the ICU or the hospital is getting these vaccines. And that's why you want to get vaccinated, at least initially.
Well, and let's repeat, the other thing that we know, until you get the vaccine, the thing that will keep you out is wearing a mask and socially distancing and not traveling,
Absolutely.
For this holiday. Dr. Peter Hotez of Baylor, thank you so much.
My pleasure. Always happy to come back.